Father, we are blessed to come, to share, to glean from this message this morning about a mother who was so persistent in what she wanted done for her daughter, that she was willing to overcome any obstacle to make sure that her daughter's life was touched and she was changed by Jesus Christ. This is what salvation is all about, being touched and being changed. And if there's anyone here today, Father, that does not have a personal relationship with your son Jesus, may today be the day they come to know the Lord and Savior. In the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated this morning. I think what's interesting about this whole chapter is verse 28, where it shows that the Lord Jesus Christ saw the great faith of this mother and how she was willing to overcome the obstacles that were before her to reach out to him, even though when the disciples said in so many words, send her away. Well, that is great faith when you think about Jesus. He granted her request, and he granted her request at that moment. The Bible says, in an hour's time, she found out about the daughter. Well, let me tell you this. Jesus, when he heals, he does not delay. We've seen it time and time again in our lives that we live. But Jesus will heal instantaneously. Sometimes we don't get the results that we want, but I can tell you this morning that we ourselves need to understand that God's timing is always the right time. Many of us here today in this service, I know, have our mothers who have passed on and are now gone to the next life. And we think about heaven, where they are today. I think about those of you who are here today and your mothers are still living, still part of your relationship. I want to encourage you to cherish those moments that you have with them. Because the Bible says before long we're gone. It's all over. I go back sometimes, I was thinking the other day about my mom, and I saw a picture of her at a young age, in about 30, I guess. And, you know, and I thought to myself, my goodness, you know, how time flies. It's been gone for 12 years. But the fact is this, I still remember the precious times, the precious memories, and the life that she gave me. And she loved me and took care of me. You see, all of us in here today have a special memory for our mother. Whether good, bad, or indifferent, my friends, I want you to realize you only have one. That's the one that God gave you. And that's the one that you're to cherish. That's the one that you're to care for. And that's the one that you're to help every day as long as they are in this world that we live in. Some of the greatest mothers in the Bible, I mentioned to you one, and that was Moses' mother. Then I think a little bit about Jesus' mother. The first one really that stands out today was what? Mary herself, the mother of Jesus Christ. I think about Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. And I think about, you know, when the Spirit leaped in her womb, when Mary went to see her, and how John became the forerunner of Jesus Christ. And how she worked and how she trained, how she taught. I think about the woman that gave her son back to the Lord that was barren. And we talk about that, and all of a sudden, what did she do? She took care of it when it was weaned. She took it to the temple and gave it back to the Lord. And the Lord blessed her in a mighty, mighty way. Everything that the mothers did in the Bible teaches us one thing, how strong they are. I think about Sarah, the wife of Abraham, who also conceived of a child in late age, of the age of 90. And Isaac was born. How Isaac was going to be what? The one that would multiply the world and the population of the Israelite people. You see, really, what it comes down to this, it talks about God's righteousness, God's love, and God's grace that he bestowed upon these women to have these young men and young women in their lives, right? It's just like us today here. You have the greatest opportunity as a family member to look back on your life and to think about the things your mother did for you. How she took care of you in all the times that you needed her. I know most of us here in this sanctuary this morning, just like myself and our mothers that passed on, but I do remember some things, you know, in life that are very interesting to me. You ever think about your mother when you'd fall down and skin your knees or something? What was the first thing you did? Cried, amen, right? We cried out, boy. Oh, it hurts so bad. And then she'd come along, and this was about the two things they had. Alcohol, and mercuricone and something else, and iodine. And then break those bottles out, and the first thing you would do, you start screaming before they got to you because you knew it was going to hurt. And by the time it touched your leg, you got louder. You went to another octave, right? But what was she doing? She was taking care of you, isn't that right? taking care of you. At night when you went to bed, you know, and she turned the light out, the first thing you would do is say, there's somebody else in the room with me. She'd have to come back and look under the bed to make sure wasn't nothing there. She'd look in the closet to make sure there wasn't no boogeyman in there. I mean, they did all these things, why? To protect you. I remember growing up, and I remember we lived on the farm, right, and we didn't have AC. How many of y'all didn't have AC growing up? You know what that is? And you'd have a window open, you had a screen, right? Well, Dad had a fan, right, and he reversed the fan and hoped the air would suck through the house. Remember that? Yeah. Well, at nighttime when I went to bed as a little fella, you know, 2-3 years old, I always remember one thing. As soon as you get ready to go to sleep, the bugs are on the screen. You ever notice they sound like they're coming in? And you wonder what you're going to do next. You'd lay there for a while. You get very tense. Then all of a sudden, you got the covers over your head. And you're wondering to yourself, how fast can I get out of here before they get me? And then all of a sudden, the covers go back, and you run down the hallway, and you jump in Mom's bed. And she said, what are you doing in here? And I say, because they're coming after me. She said, you better get back into bed, or I'm going to come after you, you know. That's how it went. But the fact was, what did they do? They were there to protect us and to take care of us. Just like this lady here I read to you about. She was so concerned about her daughter because she was possessed, it says, of devils or demons. And all of a sudden, she was willing to take that step that she needed to follow Jesus Christ. Even being a Canaanite woman, she did not run the other way when the disciples said, get rid of her, send her away. She continued to follow. She continued to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. And she reached out to him. And he did what? He turned and said some very important words. He said, woman, great is thy faith. How faithful are we today? Huh? You ever think about your moms being faithful, the faith they had, the things that they did? I know when we would sit at the table and eat, maybe y'all can relate to this. We always had fried chicken on Sunday, right? Am I right? And we'd get there, right? And I think that's the only reason I like wings so much, because the only thing that was ever left was a wing, you know? And the fact was, if there was one wing on the plate and I was still hungry, Mom hadn't had any chicken yet or something, right? She would always give it to me. You ever notice that? She'd always give you that last piece. Even if she wanted it, she still gave it to you because she loved you and she wanted to what? To make sure you had enough. That's how they were. They did the same thing when they were serving cake and ice cream and all that kind of stuff. If they ran out, the first thing they did, they would give you their piece. And you know, and you don't think about those things, little things that they did to help you along. And it's really interesting because we are here today to do what? To celebrate our mothers, our moms, those that are still here, and those who have gone on. Because I tell you right now, there are memories that we have that nobody can take away from you. There's a love that's there that nobody can take away from you. It's that feeling of compassion when she loved you and held you each time that you came to be near her. I think about this for just a minute. When you think about moms today, you ever think about what they go through? You ever think about it? When I was growing up, my mother didn't work. Okay? Most moms didn't work, did they? They stayed home. They would stay home. They would be there when you came home from school, amen? I didn't like bringing report cards home. That was the worst day. Okay? I was at D student, E student, and, you know, I like the numbers, right? The fact was you'd come home. She'd have a snack for you to eat, right? And she'd tell you, go do your homework. You go in your room and you didn't do your homework till later because you had something else you wanted to do when you got home. You've been to school all day. You know? Then she'd call you to dinner. Then she'd tell you to go get your bath. And I used to always hate this when I was little. My mother was the type of person, she didn't like dirt. I don't know about your mothers, but my mother was like this. When you came in and when you were little and she gave you a bath, right? There wasn't one part on you that wasn't red when you got out of the tub. Amen. She made sure she scrubbed off the dirt. She scrubbed off the skin. Whatever you had left, that was it. Amen. And that's how Mom was. Why? Because she didn't want you dirty. She wanted you clean. And then, she always liked to check your ears, didn't she? I never did understand. Why do you always like to check her ears for? Huh? See if they're dirty, right? And then she'd take that little thing and she'd whip it in there, you know, or so whatever she had. You know, and you'd holler, that hurts, Mom. She said, you ain't felt nothing yet. Wait a minute, I got to go deeper, you know. And you'd get all upset, right? This is Mom. Well, our society today is different because what do moms do today? Moms work today. Most family mothers work today. If you're blessed enough not to have to work, great. Praise the Lord for that. Some of you young mothers here. That's a wonderful thing. But they work today. They come home and they have to cook a meal for the husband. Because most husbands act stupid and don't actually know how to cook, right? We can cook anything we want if we get hungry, amen. Doesn't fail, I do too. And then all of a sudden what happens? The husband comes home, you know, dinner on the table already, you know. You expect her to look like a model every day, you know. Expect her to be all, you know, she's going and going and going. And at nighttime, she's still going 10, 11 o'clock at night, maybe later than that. And then all of a sudden she finally lays down so she can get up at 4 o'clock and get things straight so she can leave and go to work for everybody else. This is the way society is today. Appreciate what moms do for you. Appreciate what they've done in the past. Appreciate what they do today. Because they are busy as beavers. You know that? I read an interesting thing the other day. It said this. Everybody remember Jimmy Dean? Remember the sausage dude and the singer, right? There was a story about Jimmy Dean. And Jimmy Dean, he went into his wallet one day to clean his wallet out. You know what he found in there? He found an IOU to his mother. I thought that was pretty good. How many of you have IOUs to your mother? You will never repay what they've done for you. Not in this life or any life. But he looked at it and he said, I still owe her for what she did for me. And that's what it comes down to. How much do we owe them? Everything, the life we have, the love they share, the love they had for us. This is something that we share. Just like this lady here when it said very plainly, that as Jesus came along here and she was out there reaching out along the coastline there. And then it says this, but he said to her and to the other people, he said, I've only come to seek those that are lost, the lost sheep of Israel, right? But then this woman had so much compassion for her daughter, so much love for the relationship there, that she was willing to do what? To go and tell Jesus, Jesus, I need you now. We need him today too. Our families need the Lord today. How many disrupted families are there in the churches today? Too many to count. Why? Because the devil has moved into our churches. They're disrupting families. They're disrupting the moms, the dads, the children, everybody else. And what do? We just turn a deaf ear to it. Let me tell you something this morning. We better get back to what? Having that great faith in God that he's going to help deliver us and our churches, our families, and loved ones to live the right life and to live it the right way, to lead and direct our path of life. We need that relationship. We need that love that comes together. He says, in Ephesians chapter 6, he talks about children to honor thy mother and father. And I like this part, that thy days may be long. You know why he said that? He said, because if you don't, he said, things can happen. There are consequences when you treat them wrong. So love your mother. Love your father. And remember that we're here for a purpose, and that's to serve and to help others and to reach out to those that are in need, families and loved ones today. How many of y'all remember the Colonel Sanders? Y'all remember Colonel Sanders? What did he do? Huh? Sold chicken. Did you know that he tried to sell his recipe 1,000 times before anybody would latch onto it? Huh? That's what you call being persistent. That's how mothers are. They're persistent in what they want to do. That's how he was. He was persistent. He kept moving ahead, right? He didn't let one little obstacle pull him down. Also, Walt Disney. Remember Walt? Remember him on TV? How many of y'all remember him on TV? Remember that? 302 times Walt Disney tried to get Disneyland money so that he could build Disneyland. He was persistent in what he did. Why do I say that? Because I want you to understand something. Without persistence, we don't get anywhere. Because our mothers were persistent in doing the things that they did. Why? So that we could have the things that we had. They were not going to run and hide. They were not going to turn a deaf ear. People may criticize our mothers back in the days because they stayed home. They didn't do anything. And they called them a housewife. Well, you're just an old housewife. Well, my wife tells you this. She's a domestic engineer. Amen. Huh? Don't call her a housewife. She's a domestic engineer. She has to be to take care of me. Amen. But the fact is, that's how we look at life today. We do not give them credit for what they do and how they do it. I would like to ask you men here today, how many of you have ever taken a day and just walked in your wife's footsteps? How far did you get? You know, I figured after vacuuming the house, that was enough. But when you think about it this way, washing the dishes, well, cooking the meals, washing the dishes, cooking the meal, washing the dishes, cooking the meal, washing the dishes, all the snacks they bring to you at night. Think about it. Washing your dirty, stinking clothes because you don't know how to run the washing machine. Amen. I mean, this is, you have a follow around, right? Picking up this, picking up that, doing this, doing that, going to the store because you didn't feel like going. I mean, these are the things that a wife does. This is the thing a mother does. These are things that grandmothers do too, let me tell you. And we have to understand that in this text here, we need to do what? We need to be able to persevere, to move ahead and do the right things to help out at home. I know when May asked me to vacuum the floor or something, you know. I said, okay, fine. You know, anybody got one of those remote robots? You got one of them? You got one? We got one of those things. Yeah. You put the thing on the floor, right, and you hit this button. It goes, you know, then he takes off. Only problem I got with it, I have to follow this thing through the house. And you want to know why? Because sometimes it'll get around a chair, when it bumps it, it goes. Just like this. So I told May the other week, I said, you know, honey, I said, I'll tell you what. It's quicker to take the vacuum cleaner with the hose on it and run it around the room quicker than this thing can operate. You know? And then when the battery gets low, it goes all the way back to its little space again, and it parks itself and recharges. That's smart, isn't it? Only problem is mine won't do that. He's lazy. Can't find his way back. And it will not go up and downstairs. It will not go on the couches. It won't do anything but just run around the floor. It's got a mind of its own. It'll go into this room. It'll finish it. It'll come out. It'll go back and finish it and come out. It'll go back, finish it, and come. This is what we're living for today. You know, we try to make life easier, but to me, it's more complicated. It is. When I can take that vacuum cleaner and I can plug that hose and hit the switch and just, you know, I'm done in no time and everything's clean. You got one of them too? Okay, good at cutting grass too, isn't it? Do you rent her out for grass work? Huh? You rent her out for grass work? Okay, good. But the fact is, we try to make things more convenient, but sometimes I think it's not as more convenient as we think it is it? Everything is instantaneous. We like instant everything. Instant coffee, instant oatmeal, you know, instant tea. I don't like anything that's instant. And these new things now called mashed potatoes, instant. Huh? How many of y'all like that instant stuff? You have it every Sunday that you eat here? Amen. Tastes like the real thing, don't it? Well, the fact is, we try to make life easier, and we should be making our wives have an easy life, too, to help them along the way, just like they help the children, and the children should be helping them also, and not trying to make a whole lot of excuses why we can't do something. We can do anything we set our mind to, because when you think about your moms today, think about this. They did everything they could to please you, didn't they? Sure they did. And we should be the same way, too. Helping each other, working with each other. What did Jesus do? He was doing something that was very important. He was going about his way, healing those people, seeing people come to him, doing all the things that he had to do. And then all of a sudden, this mom runs into the scene, and all of a sudden, everybody gets upset. I can imagine the disciples now. I can see their faces right now. Why in the world is she here? She's a Canaanite. Send her on her way. Get her out of our face. We don't need her disrupting this. We don't need this and we don't need that. But Jesus asked her one thing. One thing he said. I want you to catch it with me. He said this. He said, then came she, said, worship him, saying in verse number 25, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. In other words, you're just going to take everything, throw it on the floor and give it to the dogs, what's left, you know. And then she said this. And I like this. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. You know what she said? All I want you to do is drop a crumb. Just drop a crumb and she'll be healed. She had so much faith that no matter what Jesus did, whether it was a crumb from a table or whatever it was, just that little speck of something, she knew Jesus could heal her daughter. What great faith she had. loving, caring faith she had. And Jesus said very plainly, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. God touched her, and God moved on the relationship. What about us today? What do we do today? How do we pray today? How do we stay with God's power? By being faithful and listening to what God has for us to do. Here's a Canaanite woman. Lived her life, you know, despising the Jews despised them. Constant, still the same thing today. Nobody loves anybody over there. But even because they didn't like her being a Canaanite woman, Jesus overlooked all of it, didn't he? What does he say in his word? He says, I come to seek and save the lost. But he just didn't come to seek and save the lost of Israel. He came to seek and save all of us. And he did that when he went to the cross of Calvary and gave his life to us. And he's still saving today. He's still reaching out to us today. A loving, caring mother that would not give up no matter what happened. And if you love your children like she loved her daughter, you will do the same thing. You will never, ever give up trying to help them when they're in a time of need or whatever. You're always there to reach out to them. Amen? That's what you do. Because they are your children. They're God's gift to you. And you are God's gift to them as mothers and fathers. Any of y'all ever get sassy with your mom? One time, how did it feel? It wasn't good, was it? Huh? Huh? You could outrun your mother, right? I'll never forget many years ago, and I mean, I was a little fella. And Mom wanted me to do something, and I wouldn't do it. I got mad with her. Y'all didn't know my dad. But my dad, he was a big guy at the time until he got sick. I mean, just real big, you know. Get arms on me, bigger than my legs. But I remember running through the house after I said something to Mom, and guess who I ran into? A brick wall. You ever try to run away from a brick wall as fast as you? I did. I broke out the house and I took off. Man, I was running as hard as I could go. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this hand came down. It touched me on the back of my head, and it reached about here. And all of a sudden, I remember one thing. It was instantaneous stopping. You're full running, you stop that quick. Guess what? My dad took me by that, and he had me up off the ground. I mean, he turned me and looked at me like that. He said, now, I want you to go back in there and tell your mama how sorry you are. And when you get through, I want you to come back here, because I'm going to give you something for what you just said. You know how hard that was? I learned two lessons that day. Don't run from dad. Don't say anything to mom. Amen. You keep your focus where it should be. And then it's been the years you think about those things. Well, it wasn't as bad as you thought it was, but at the moment it was. Because they were trying to teach you what? Respect and responsibility. See, that's something we don't have today, do we? Kids do not respect parents. They don't care about that anymore. If you talk to your kids, how about your grandkids? If you talk to your grandkids, do they ever say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, please? Or do they just look at you and go, huh? Yeah? Huh? You like that? Huh? May's got this thing. If the kids back here do that, she'll look at them and say, what are you supposed to say? Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, please. May teaches them that. I'm telling you right now, she does. You ask them sometimes. And I learned that, too, from her. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. You got to learn, don't you? You got to learn as you grow, right? Well, what about it? What do you think about it? When you raise your kids up, what do you want them to do? You want them to respect you? You want them to be there for you? You want them to love you and take care of you? Because most of us, when we get to a certain age, what do kids do? If you get to the point you can't get around too good, what's the first thing we do with them? Put them away. Then we forget about them. Don't go see them. Amen? The hardest thing was putting my dad in a nursing home. I don't know why. Had dementia, we couldn't do anything with it, couldn't control it. You know, he'd fight and do everything, it was terrible. You know, but sometimes you have to make those decisions. But we went to see him. I went to see him all the time, every time I could. Same thing, Mom, same thing. But the fact is this, sometimes you need help. The fact is this, our parents are still our parents, or the mother or father. We're still to love them and take care of them no matter what. Not like it used to be when he used to come to your house and live, amen. What does God have for us? This is what he has. He has a love that's just like a mother, but even his son. Because he was willing to give his only son to give us life. The respect that we should have for our parents, our mothers, our fathers, and all the rest. Think about the respect you should have for the Heavenly Father. It's not you can call him your Heavenly Mother too, they say that. Because he is the one that has given us everything. He has given us a better life and a better way to live. I have something I want to read to you that was written by a lady by the name of Carol Hunt. And she wrote it about her mother. And I think it's very appropriate for the day because the way she wrote this. I want you to listen very carefully. She says, M is for the millions of looks she's given. Those eyes of love. Those eyes that stay. And you're done. That's what they say. You're done. You don't stop. Eyes of pride and consternation. Eyes that laugh at all our silly fun. Oh, says this fool, she really is getting older. She can't catch me quite as fast as she once could. And then I saw her looking in the mirror, holding wrinkle cream and making faces while I hid. T is for the tears that come and go so quickly. You never know if joy or sorrow is the cause, but in case you're deep in trouble or hot water, it's always safe to say, I love you, Mom. It was a dog. Amen. H is for her hair. It's really, really changing. She covers it with Clairol Sunny Day. Why does she do that? Because she wants to make it look pretty. She thinks we don't know, but we're wiser because we're the ones who are turning it that way. E is for the eerie way she knows me. And if she reads my mind and sees my every move, I know they say that age comes wisdom because she walked this path before and paid her dues. R is for Mama's right and right she'll always be. So pay attention and heed this little warning. You better listen and obey or you will pay come morning. Put them all together, they spell mother. To the one who gave you birth, the suffering pain, the one who loves you more than chocolate kisses, says she would die to keep you safe from day to day. She's the only one whose heart will always treasure all the memories of your youth and days gone by. The heart that beats with love forever, even when you crashed her car and made her cry. Amen. Well, you know, when I read that, I thought to myself, yes, that's the way a mother is. No matter what we do or how we do it, the troubles we got into, the troubles we caused our mom, they still loved us. And they showed that through the hugs and kisses that they always gave you, no matter what you did.